Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, we're going to be discussing the Bitcoin bulls risk trading a range loss as the Bitcoin price nears 2-month lows. Also in today's show, Bitcoin soars in Argentina as Javier Milei wins the presidential primary. Quoting myself, anyone walking around with a scepter preaching the holy gospel of Satoshi while exposing the central banking cartel has my full support. Let's freaking go. We'll also be discussing Coinbase wins the approval to sell Bitcoin and Ethereum futures products in the United States, as well as Bitcoin supply crisis would trigger the Bitcoin bull market even if the ETF bids get denied, according to crypto analysts. We'll also be discussing the Bitcoin price will surge past $150,000 if the spot ETFs are approved, according to Tom Lee, quoting him here. Well, if the spot Bitcoin gets approved, I think demand will be greater than the daily supply of Bitcoin, and so the clearing price is over $150,000. It could even be $180,000. Also in today's show, $500,000 Bitcoin price now on the table as classic indicators suggest a parabolic rally incoming, according to quant analysts. Plan B. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this plus so much more in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my Rumble channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Welcome everyone just tuning into today's show. This is pod episode number 1374. I'm your host, JV, and today is August 17th, 2023. And checking out our market watch, as you can see on the screen, the market is correcting. We finally broke back below that $28,000 support, unfortunately, but hey, we're right on the cusp of it, and we're down about 4% for the day. We also have Ether back down at roughly the $1,700 level. And checking out CoinMarketCap.com, the current crypto market cap sits at $1.1 trillion with $43 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with the Bitcoin dominance at 49% even and the Ether dominance at 18.8%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Rune leading the pack up 3%, trading at $1.57, followed by Cosmos up 1%, trading just under $8, followed by Arweave only up 0.8%, trading above $5. And the rest, I mean, not much in the green, as virtually everything's correcting in the red. As you can see here, the top gainers for the week, what do we got? Two out of the top 100 actually in the green, meaning 98% losers. Not looking so great at the current time being. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're currently rated a 50, which is neutral. Yesterday was a 52, last week a 53, and last month a 56. And greed. So there you have it. And welcome to y'all just joining the live show. We got a jam-packed session for you. So without further ado, let's dive into today's Bitcoin technical analysis and check out the charts and what's popping with the King crypto. Bitcoin targeted 2-month lows today on August 17th as the US inflation returned to spook the crypto markets. And here you're looking at the not so sexy looking Bitcoin 1-hour candle chart. Data from Cointelegraph and TradingView confirmed the lowest Bitcoin price level since June 21st with Bitcoin wicking to 28,300 as the current low. The downside came after the US Fed published the minutes of its July meeting to discuss future monetary policy.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible, because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Quoting the FOMC here, participants discuss several risk management considerations that can bear on future policy decisions. With inflation still well above the committee's longer run goal and the labor market remaining tight, most participants continue to see significant upside risks to inflation, which could require further tightening of monetary policy. Now, while the Fed equally voiced uncertainty over the effects of existing monetary tightening, now do you notice they always talk about uncertainty and fear? Why? That's so they can manipulate the markets, FYI, keep you in fear and keep you away from Bitcoin the best they can. Let me know if they're doing a good job at it. Now, these included the 21-week and 100-day simple moving averages, which currently sit at 28,600 and 28,570, which you can see here in this chart. Now, Bitcoin also challenged the lower boundary of the multi-month trading range previously highlighted by popular traders Dan Crypto, as well as Crypto Tony. Quoting him here, 28.8 has now been lost in Bitcoin, so I'll be looking to short this down now while we remain below 28.8. Now, meanwhile, not everyone appeared to be convinced that the next FOMC meeting in September would yield higher rates. According to the CME Group's FedWatch tool, the odds of the Fed keeping that current rate intact remained at nearly 90% after the release. And quoting Caleb Franzen, disinflation plus stronger earnings plus stronger economic data plus nearing the end of the rate hike cycles has been the perfect recipe for market returns in the development of an uptrend. Now, while these conditions could change in the future, I don't see any evidence that it has changed yet. So there you have it. Let me know if you're currently bullish or bearish on the King Crypto. Do you think we're likely to continue dropping even lower? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. Now let's discuss continued Latin American adoption in Argentina as the pro-Bitcoin president is winning, at least in the primary. This is actually quite enticing and interesting. So let's break this down and shout out to everyone in Argentina. The price of Bitcoin jumped to a fresh high in Argentina since the news of the Bitcoin-friendly presidential candidate Javier Milei won the primary election on August 13th, with one Bitcoin reaching a value of 10.2 million Argentine pesos on August 14th, according to data from CoinGecko. And while the global crypto markets are experiencing a notable slump, some parts of the world are still recording new all-time highs for BTC. In Argentina, Bitcoin has seen a sharp climb this week, with Bitcoin rallying 21% from 8.4 million ARS to 10.2 million in less than 1 hour on Monday. Look at this chart. Let's go. At the same time, Bitcoin has been steadily gaining against ARS since late 2022. And since hitting a new record high, Bitcoin price versus ARS has dropped slightly. And the most recent Bitcoin rally in Argentina has been attributed to the presidential primary win by pro-Bitcoin presidential candidate Javier Milei. After winning the primary with more than 30% of the votes, Milei is now the front runner in Argentina's general election in October. Could you imagine if he does become the president and adopt Bitcoin as the legal tender, as their population is much larger than El Salvador? Now, as previously reported, Milei wants to abolish the central bank and adopt the U.S. dollar as Argentine's currency. The presidential candidate also believes that Bitcoin is a reaction against the central bank scammers, while fiat currency allows the politicians to scam Argentines with inflation. Preach. And with Bitcoin, we've seen record highs, as you know, in Argentina recently. With Bitcoin has been in the decline, however, in the global markets since August 14th. Bitcoin lost about 4% of its value versus the dollar, dropping below that key psychological level of 29,000 just yesterday on August 16th. Now, Argentina is not the only country that has seen Bitcoin price at its highest historic levels amid the massive inflation of recent. Bitcoin has also been trading near all-time high levels in countries like Turkey, which reportedly saw its inflation rate rising to nearly 50% in July. And in July, Bitcoin climbed to the highest level versus the Turkish lira, reaching a value of 819,000 Turkish lira per BTC, according to data from CoinGecko. And quoting quoting myself regarding Milei, anyone walking around with a scepter preaching the holy gospel of Satoshi while exposing the central banking cartel has my full support. So let's freaking go. How many of you would love to see him be elected of president in Argentina? And do you think he will abolish the central banking cartel if he wins? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. Now, we all know we've been waiting upon a spot Bitcoin ETF in the United States for over a decade, but guess what? The regulators are approving futures ETFs. They just gave Coinbase the green light to do both Bitcoin and ETH futures, believe it or not. Let's break this down and welcome y'all just joining us. Make sure to say hello in the live chat. American crypto exchange Coinbase has acquired a approval from the government to offer Bitcoin and Ether futures in the U.S. In a new blog post, Coinbase says it's been given the green light by the National Futures Association to manage a futures commission merchant and offer eligible U.S. traders both Bitcoin and Ethereum futures products. Now, FCMs are federally regulated entities that offer and accept futures contracts related to securities and commodities, quoting them here. In September of 2021, we filed an application with the NFA to register an FCM. Our team has worked with regulators since then to ensure we'll comply with all the necessary regulations that our FCM's business model meets with the CFTC's customer protection requirements. And today we're pleased to announce the approval has been secured, which will allow eligible U.S. customers to access regulated derivatives products through Coinbase Financial Markets and alongside our spot market for a seamless experience subject to the oversight of the CFTC and NFA. Now, just keep in mind that derivatives are a financial weapon of mass destruction. They're not going to help you, fam. It's just only going to get you wrecked. So is it surprising that the SEC approved this and continues to not allow spot ETFs? You let me know your opinion. According to the blog post, Coinbase will be the first crypto firm to offer both traditional spot market trading as well as federally regulated crypto futures. Quoting them again here, the global crypto derivatives market represents 75% of crypto trading volume worldwide and is a critical trader access point. The ability to trade using margin gives customers leverage so you can get wrecked and access to the crypto market with less upfront investment than traditional spot trading. And being able to express long and short positions, investors also use derivatives to manage risk on their underlying crypto assets. So there you have it. I am curious, by a show of hands, how many of you have ever dabbled with futures ever before or have traded with leverage? Let me know in the comments. And how many of you actually have real plans to actually take advantage of Coinbase futures for either Bitcoin or Ethereum? Let me know. Or if you're going to be staying away from it, I'd love to know your thoughts and your feedback. And with that being shared, let's now discuss a Bitcoin supply shock, which could be incoming. And then we'll be discussing Tom Lee's prediction of $150,000 to $180,000 Bitcoin price once the ETF gets approved in the US, followed by the latest from quant analyst Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model, predicting a $500,000 Bitcoin price incoming, along with the time frame and timeline. Yeah, so let's break down the supply shock first. Popular crypto analyst believes Bitcoin will witness another bull run, even if the regulators all reject the ETFs. We're talking about Josh Rager. According to the crypto strategist, the halving, which slashes Bitcoin miners' rewards in half, which is scheduled to be less than 9 months out, will create a supply issue that sends the Bitcoin price into a bull territory next year without a spot-based ETF acting as a catalyst. So virtually saying, we don't need the ETF. We're going to go bull either way. I would say, due to the supply issue and the block reward cut in half, that Bitcoin halving is definitely will have an impact on the price, but the impact on price is delayed usually by a couple of months. If you look at the past historical Bitcoin halvings and where the price started, uptrend post-event, the Bitcoin ETF is a significant factor in overall Bitcoin price and will have a major influence in the upcoming year. Still, even if ETF was denied, though I don't see this happening this time, with the Bitcoin supply crisis at hand, it'll very likely Bitcoin price will continue to uptrend throughout 2024 after an ETF denial dump. And Josh highlights that the post-halving uptrend has historical precedence, but notes that a sample size is low, quoting him again alongside this chart. One can't deny the fundamentals and impact that a decrease in block reward has on overall price over the following years. Even if the ETF denial happens, Bitcoin will still run up in 2024. He continues on to share my prediction for Bitcoin price over the next year. Bitcoin ETF in September also gets postponed until March. Price pulls back and continues to chop range between 20 and 30,000 over the next 6 months. ETF approved by March, Bitcoin price pumps into the halving event around April, maybe up until 40,000. And after the halving, the price stalls and pulls back a bit for the week following. And up only Bitcoin price action starts sometime around June, July of 2024 and runs hard into early mid-2025. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the analyst Josh Rager that we're likely to start pumping and run up as we prepare for the next halving event. And now let's discuss the latest from Fundstrat's Tom Lee, who was recently interviewed on TV and made a very bold prediction that with the approval of an ETF in the United States, the Bitcoin price is likely to rocket to between $150,000 and $180,000. Let me start by actually, I transcribed what he shared in this interview in case you missed it. Here's what he had to say when asked. I always like hearing your price targets because you are always so fearless. Where are you on Bitcoin? Bitcoin by the end of next year, let's say. And Tom Lee responded, well, if the spot Bitcoin gets approved, I think the demand will be greater than the daily supply of Bitcoin. And so the clearing price is over $150,000. It could even be $180,000 per BTC. And they asked, that's only if the spot ETF gets approved. And Thomas Lee responded, yeah, a spot US, because a spot Bitcoin ETF is approved already outside the US. And when asked, but if not approved, then are we just lingering at around 29,000? In which he responded, there is still upside cast because of the halving next year. So you'll have a drop in supply again. So the clearing price has to increase, but it won't be six figures. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Tom Lee. I definitely agree that because of the halving, regardless of the ETF, the price is destined to go up. But if we do get that ETF, it's just going to go up that much faster. Now in June, Wall Street heavyweights Fidelity, Invesco, WisdomTree, and Valkyrie followed BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager, in applying for Bitcoin spot ETF with the SEC. However, some of these firms may not learn their fate until sometime in 2024, as the SEC has up to 240 more days to make a final decision on an application after commencing the review process, and naturally they're just going to continue to push it back as long as they can. The outcome for Grayscale's appeal to convert its GBTC trust product into a spot Bitcoin ETF is, however, expected to come sooner rather than later. We have Bloomberg ETF analyst Eric Balchunas and James Seyfarth, who recently estimated there's a 65% chance of these Bitcoin spot ETFs being approved by the regulator, a significant increase from before BlackRock's application. Others have tipped that a 100,000 Bitcoin price can come much sooner than expected, with Blockstream CEO Adam Back recently wagering that Bitcoin will notch the new price milestone the month before the halving. But what are your thoughts? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now let's discuss our breaking story of the day. And that's Plan B, the quant analyst. He just went live on his YouTube channel yesterday and shared some very bullish predictions regarding the stock to flow and relative strength index and these indicators, which are lining up perfectly right now for a bullish rally to take us to a new stratosphere of all-time highs at around the time of the halving of next year. So let's break this down, and welcome to everyone just joining us and tuning in. I appreciate everyone's continuous support. So here we go, and shout out to Plan B. The widely followed crypto analyst says a historical reliable indicator suggests Bitcoin's price may surpass six figures in about 1 year. In a new strategy session, the quant analyst tells his YouTube subs that Bitcoin's RSI, which is the relative strength index, appears to be repeating a pattern that previously signaled parabolic rallies. That's right. The RSI is an indicator that tracks the momentum of an asset. Here's what Plan B had to share in this recent interview video. It would mean that the RSI is going to rise from here towards the halving. There will be volatility, of course. It may not be in a straight line. Then a bull market in 2024 with an RSI of around 90 or a little above, little below, doesn't matter. And then a bear market after that in 2025, 2026. Plan B uses his stock the flow model to predict the Bitcoin price in alignment with the forecasted RSI pattern. Now, the stock the flow traditionally used to track the performance of commodities such as precious metals and compares an asset's price to its available supply. So virtually it's supply and demand. The model indicates the Bitcoin can hit $60,000 heading into the expected April 2024 halving event. Send it. Let's go. That's when the miners' rewards, as you know, are cut in half, followed by a massive move to between $300,000 and $500,000 per coin. Quoting him here, and in Bitcoin price, it will look like this. So we are here at the moment at this $30,000 level, stuck for months there. And in this scenario that I just showed in RSI, this is the price that belongs to that. So it would rise with volatility towards the halving around the stock to flow value of $60,000 per coin. And then the bull market really goes on. The second stage of the bull market with FOMO and greed. And then in this scenario, it's a rather conservative bull market that bottoms out or flattens out just below the stock to flow value of $500,000. So this averages at $300,000, which is still pretty okay. I would guess it is 10x from here. So there you have it. He's virtually saying on a conservative perspective, expect the Bitcoin price to rise 10x from the current price to roughly 300,000. On a bullish perspective, we can see the Bitcoin price climb as high as $500,000 per coin post 2024 halving, which again is around the corner, scheduled to be sometime in April of 2024. And to watch this video, he did Plan B on RSI, Bitcoin of $300,000, which he shared on YouTube. Check the show notes below the video in the description. And what are your thoughts? thoughts? Do you feel Plan B will be correct and we're likely to hit a multiple six-figure price post-2024 halving and even a climbing as high as 60,000 before the halving? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.